Hello, my loves. I'm posting a safer work audio, but I also kind of wanted to like post something else, maybe experiment a little, you know? I was thinking, I used to be like really obsessed with like the Ask Reddit subreddit, or whatever. And I remember I would like stay up and read it or just like check it randomly and just like read it for hours because like some of them are so funny or like interesting or like creepy, you know? I don't know, so I thought it would be fun to like do a little audio where I just like find like funny questions or like random stuff and just read it to you guys. I don't know. I thought that would be cool. So let's do it. So the first one I picked is what is the most shameful thing you've nutted to? Because, you know, I mean, why not start with a bang, you know? Okay. This one says, jerked off to what I thought was a couple one room over having sex. After hearing the closing shut down sound of windows and immediately hearing all sex noises stop, I realized that I had jacked off to another guy jacking off to porn on his laptop. Horrific. Awful. I can't. This one says The Sims. Not like this. Not like this. A Lara Croft action figure bent over the back of a toilet. I masturbated to the bad words in the dictionary. Bad. This one says, took too much LSD in college in Boulder, walked all the way to the Flatirons at sunrise, and got lost in the woods. A voluptuous tree was waving and calling my name. I walked over, hugged her, kissed her, and then came in my pants. No. Jessica Rabbit beach towel we bought from Disney World. Please. A ladder. I was home alone eating dinner, and it was just propped up in the corner after we had painted the ceiling, and we were too lazy to put it back. The thought came into my head, and I climbed it, jacked off, and then sat back down to finish my dinner, wondering what the fuck is wrong with me. And this comment has 15,000 upvotes and says, "Was it a stepladder?" I can't. That one might be my favorite one. Hold on. I'm scrolling. Some of these are too naughty. I don't know if I'm allowed to say out loud. So we're just not gonna. I was texting with a friend and she mistakenly typed the word cum, CUM instead of COME. I jerked off to a typo. Stripper in GTA 4. Not even GTA 5. That's actually criminal. A curvy piece of driftwood. We're looking for more. Oh my God, this one's crazy. One time, out of sheer curiosity, I filmed myself yanking it so I could watch it back and see if I looked sexy when I was on the job. I watched it back later that night and had the weirdest nut. It was hot in the weirdest way. I discovered I was bi that way. That weird sex scene from the movie Splice. I've watched that and you would never catch me. This one's foul. This one is absolutely foul. A BJ vid where a lady with no teeth just deep throats a dude in his car nonstop. Ashamed to say it, I'm getting hard just thinking about it. Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And then the top comment is, you poor unfortunate soul. A book on breastfeeding. A bean. A brick. Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Okay, valid. But I might be biased because I'm also a Lola and I like the bunnies. The sound of my parents going at it. No. CGI animation of a snake eating a lady on the beach. They can't keep getting away with this. My pet rock? No. not The Rock. My cousin, thankfully super distant. I can easily get off to my own moans and dirty talk, but I find it so shameful to do because I'm getting off to myself. I mean, like, a picture of myself with a Snapchat filter that turns me into a woman. Okay, that one's, like, obviously for trolls, right? Because, like, no one would ever do that. Minnie Mouse? Minnie Mouse is wild. Okay. Two aliens. Well, it wasn't that I was sexually attracted to them. I just happened to get horny while watching them and played with my clit with the video just casually playing in the background. I would never get off to an alien. I'm sorry. Like, I just wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, maybe if the alien was, like, really funny and, like, had a great personality, you know? This comment says, OP is mom. This one says, I had a weird dream that I did it with that alien from American Dad. Laura Croft, PS1. A comment that keeps coming up is like, y'all couldn't torture this kind of info out of me. Like, deadass. But honestly, I don't think I've done it to anything weird. I mean, like, girls, like, I read, like, a lot of, like, naughty books, you know, like, books that, like, have sex scenes in them. But, like, I think that's pretty tame. I've watched hentai before. Like, I think that's, like, the most, like, degenerate thing I've ever done. Okay, that's enough out of this one. Let's read another one. Okay. The next one is going to be, who is the kindest, rudest celebrities you've met IRL? The first one is, my sibling had a terminal illness in the 80s, and Make-A-Wish sent our family to the set of Knight Rider to meet David Hasselhoff. He was cool, but that's not what matters. Fast forward 30 years later, and I'm at Heathrow picking up a family member when I see The Hoff standing there on his phone. I approach him and wait for him to end his call. He looks at me and says hello. I tell him that we met. He looks at me and says, were you with? He remembered their name after 30 years. That will always stay with me. That's really sweet. I love that. I used to serve Rachel McAdams at a restaurant fairly regularly. Regularly. Sorry, sometimes I have, like, a hard time pronouncing words. People think I have an accent, but, like, low-key, I think I just have, like, a speech impediment. Like, I don't know. Anyways. She was always super sweet, very low-key, and soft-spoken in person. She and her husband would come in late and keep to themselves. I fucking love Rachel McAdams, Mean Girls, The Notebook, The Time Traveler's Wife, Bangers, Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen is Magneto and X-Men, right? Ian McKellen came to the spa I worked at and was absolutely lovely. We didn't sell ice cream, but there was a farm shop across the road, and I mentioned it, and he asked me if I'd take him there. My friend who worked in the farm shop had his mouth wide open the whole time, seeing me buy ice cream with Gandalf. Oh my god, that's so cute. I was an extra on The Last of Us and met Pedro Pascal. He was super nice. We technically weren't allowed to talk to the talent, and they'd usually ignore us, but he and Gabriel Luna talked to us anyway. Pedro Pascal. Have you guys seen those, like, video compilations of him saying his name? He's like, I'm Pedro Pascal. Or, I can't do it. See, like, I can't pronounce certain words. But he, like, I don't know. He says it. I like the way he says it. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively live relatively close to my hometown and show up to this Christmas event every now and again that our town puts on. I walked out of the ice cream parlor downtown, and sitting on the bench right outside is Ryan Reynolds, eating an ice cream cone. I look up at him as I was walking out and make eye contact, and I looked away and I looked back to make sure it was him, and he looks me dead in the face and goes, I know, right? Isn't it crazy? And then he gets up and walks away. 10 out of 10. That sounds exactly like him. Penn and Teller hang out in the lobby after their show in Vegas to chat and sign autographs. Very friendly, and yes, Teller can talk. I met Teller the Creator at a Chick-fil-A in LA and was terrified to ask for a photo, but did so anyway. He agreed very sternly on the firm notion that I hold the sauce for his nuggets. And so in the photo, I'm holding the little packet, but in the background, he is absolutely cackling with laughter. He then broke his facade, dabbed me up, and said that he loves pranking people like that, and proceeded to ask me all about my life for 5 to 10 minutes. He also shared some fairly intimate details of his own life. A strange and beautiful man. I don't really like listening to Tyler the Creator, but, like, he's so funny and, like, low-key kind of scary because, like, he's just always fucking with people. I really like him. Back in 2004-ish, John Cena and Batista, I assume that's like another wrestler, yeah. John Cena and Batista gave me a spot at the gym at like 5 a.m. Super nice guys. Saw me on the bench press working alone and just walked over unprovoked to spot me. We talked for a little bit and finished our workouts together. They gave me a couple pointers. I've always rooted for them to succeed since then. That's really nice. John Cena just seems like a good noodle, you know? Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn's like an old country singer, right? Loretta Lynn. Long story short, she showed up late for a show where the dressing rooms were first come, first serve. She didn't get one and had to get ready in the big bathroom backstage. I was really young. She asked if I had a second to help her a bit. I stayed with her all night. She told me stories. We laughed so much. I was like hanging out. It was like hanging out with your grandmother. I'm from Nashville, and she was, of course, a legend. Just one of the kindest women I've had the pleasure of meeting. Very sweet. Met Keanu Reeves when his band Dogstar was touring in the UK. I didn't know Keanu was in a band. I love Keanu Reeves. Like, he's so daddy. Like, oh my, I fucking love Keanu Reeves. My mom knew the guy who ran the venue, and he managed to sneak a friend and me backstage. He came out of the toilet, saw us, came straight over and said hello, offered us a soft drink, and was thoroughly nice. It was pre-Matrix 96, I think. So his tour bus was scrawled with people graffitiing, "There's a bomb on the bus," all over it. There's a... Let's move on. Let's just move on. I fucked up. Like, let's just take the L and, like, go to the next one. I live fairly close to John Berthnell. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm gonna be real. But Shane from The Walking Dead. And I think he has his own podcast, right? I watched a couple of his episodes. I really, like, I like him as a person. Like, I haven't watched too much of his, like, movies and things, but I really like him. I ran into him while hiking up in the mountains, way out in the middle of nowhere. He was very nice and friendly, but I didn't want to make a big deal of talking to him or taking pictures with him, since he had his kids with him and I was up there to avoid people, as I'm sure he was as well. I like that guy. Sylvester Stallone told me to go fuck off when I was a kid. That seems right. Oh no. Not a friend, or not me, but a friend of mine. He works as a professional bodyguard, and when Rihanna came to town, he was tasked with watching her. Said he's never met a person who is that rude to their subordinates as she was. Allegedly, she threw stuff at the stagehands, talked shit about her dress and makeup in front of the people who did it, even had her turn at roasting him. He's worked with a few other big names before, but according to him, she takes the cake. My wife worked at a private jet company. Rihanna was one of the clients. She is an utter douchebag. The food she ordered was not loaded on the flight, so a different menu had to be served. She flung the plates and cutlery inside the plane and threw a massive fit midair. And then this comment says, "Bitch, better have my menu." I love it. Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, total piece of shit, LOL. I work at a high-end resort, and we had him and his family check into one of our suites. Only this time, he didn't have his assistant with him. The bellman who was bringing the bags up to the room was trying to separate all the suitcases into the different rooms, and in an effort to make sure everything was in the most convenient room, decided to ask where he wanted one of the bags. Without even turning his head, Eddie goes, "Why the fuck is this guy talking to me?" Bellman ends up sorting everything out himself, and before he leaves, has the audacity to ask if there's anything else that they might need. Eddie proceeds to lose his shit and goes, "What is wrong with this fucking guy? Why is he asking me so many questions?" Honestly, I was in tears laughing when he came back and told me the story, but wow, what a dick. I guess it's always the nice ones, huh? Not Eddie Murphy. I can't support him any longer. I worked at a PetSmart in Atlanta, and one day, out of nowhere, Queen Latifah walked in. I'd swear, you would never have thought she was a celebrity. We just chatted about dogs and whatnot, and there was no pretense. She didn't have a bodyguard or anything, just a regular girl coming in PJ pants, getting food for her puppies. Such a great woman. Fucking love Queen. I would have died if, like, she would have been mean. Met Matthew Greg Gubler a year or so ago in NYC at like 1 a.m. He was talking with a group of fans on the street, and my friend noticed him and stopped to join the huddle. Genuinely the nicest person ever. He even did car rolls with my friend. He just seems like a nice guy. I used to work at a resort hotel in Daytona Beach. Kind of celeb was Ben Affleck, who was there for an event and just wanted to get away from the crowd for a few. Ended up smoking a cig in the employee smoking area and was super nice to the staff that were out there on break. I love that. My, like, dude, I love the memes of, like, Ben Affleck, like, smoking a cigarette. I'm like, anytime I'm, like, down bad or stressed, it, like, pops into my head and I, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like him in the moment. Salma Hayek was super cool. I used to walk my dog around Soho Tribeca, and she saw my dog on the street and was gushing over him, and we chatted for a bit. Around 2 weeks later, she saw my dog from a car, and she got out to say hello and pet him again. Very funny lady, totally cool and chill to talk to. She has a natural charisma to her. Salma Hayek is her. I love her. Tom Hiddleston was shooting in my city when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 came out. Cinema was about half empty, and he was sitting in the same row as me and my girlfriend at the time, wearing a cap and staying under the radar. After the movie finished, we were leaving, and as we were passing him, I told him I was a fan of his work, and he was kind of dismissive and quickly left. We were a bit bummed about it, but didn't take it personally. When we left the cinema, it's attached to a sporting arena, and there's a lobby. We saw that he was waiting near the exit, and when he saw us, he came over and explained that he didn't want a big scene. Marvel actor being spotted in a screening of a Marvel movie, etc., blah, 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 and spent 20 minutes with us chatting about films and books. Very nice dude and seemed genuine and wanting to have a chat. That's really nice. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad was pretty great. Here's why. I was waiting in the line in Starbucks at the end of the LAX terminal in front of me. I noticed that there was someone who looked a bit like Aaron Paul. I didn't watch Breaking Bad, but he hosted a WWE show a few nights before, so I definitely recognized him. I get my coffee and completely forget about the guy. Next thing I know, I'm walking to my gate and I see him sitting there, and I think to myself that I would tell him that he did a great job hosting the show. So I walk over to him. As I get closer, he stares at me right in the eye and goes, "Hello, Sean." I was awestruck. How did this guy know my name? Then I realized my name was on my Starbucks cup. We talked for about 5 or 10 minutes, mostly about his experience hosting the WWE show. He asked me if I watched Breaking Bad, and I said no, and he said, "Oh man, you have to stick with it. The first few episodes are very slow, but it gets much better." One of the most popular TV stars of the 2010s, taking the time to personally say hello and convince me to watch his show, not because he wants me to, but because he thinks I like it. That felt nice. Okay, the Breaking Bad thing, like, has to be true, because I think I watched, like, the first 3 episodes, and I was like, this show is probably good, like, it's probably fucking great. I was like, but, like, I'm an iPad kid. Like, if it's not getting me going right now, then, like, I can't. Maybe I should try to watch it again. Met Hozier at a hotel bar near a venue he was playing the next night. Significantly taller than I expected and exactly as kind, soft-spoken, and chill as you'd expect. Dude was clearly tired of it, but still chatted over a beer. 10 out of 10, would smoke a cig with again. I want to meet him. I want to meet that skinny legend. Kristen Stewart was outside a bar in Chicago in 2008 and asked me if I could light her friend's cigarette. She was really nice and polite about it. Okay, that one's like so, like, I wanted more. Give me more. More Kristen Stewart. Ellen DeGeneres is a smug cunt. I've never met someone as rude or as self-entitled as she is. She damn near had the waiter in tears. I wanted to go and flip her damn table. I thought that the stories about her were a joke. She very much proved that they were not. Dude, she just sees, like, her eyes, like, she just looks like a psycho. Like, I never thought, I don't know. I never watched the Ellen show, but I was like, I don't trust her. Something's wrong. And it turns out she's a fucking monster. I met Bill Nye as a kid, and he was the biggest asshole I've ever met. It was a huge letdown after watching his show so often in class. It would be Bill Nye. The kindest is absolutely Post Malone. You can really feel his connection to his fans and that he's not just taking pictures, talking with people because of duty. I think I've like read like a lot that Post Malone's super nice. I listened to like a little bit of his music. He does seem like a nice guy. Norman Reedus, he's a super sweet guy. I met him when I was a teen at Comic-Con in Nashville years ago. I was so shy I could barely even shake his hand or look up at him. He noticed how starstruck I was and offered me some candy from his candy bowl on his table. That's so sweet. Does anybody watch The Walking Dead? I used to be obsessed with The Walking Dead until someone, my favorite character, died. I'm not going to say who in case you watch it, but, like, I'm just going to, but it was a guy, my husband. My husband was murdered very violently, graphically, horrifically, and I just didn't really watch it again. I keep up with it, though. Like, I know, like, basically everything that's happened, but I can't watch it ever again. Okay. There's no more. These are, like, all the same. Okay, my loves. I think that's enough for now. I don't know. This was, like, really fun for me. And I hope somebody listens to it and enjoys it. I might just make random stuff like this and post it. Just, like, I don't know. I think it's fun. And I, like, want to connect with you guys more, you know? I don't know. Would that be cool? Are you down? Would you like that? No? It's okay. You can say no if you want.